You're back at it. You are with essentially a new team, even though you've got the Texans logo on. What's it been like with this new coaching staff and going through everything?
It's been very good. You know, everybody's working hard. The staff is working extremely hard to implement their new system. All the players are working hard to learn their new jobs and learn their new assignments. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been new, but it's exciting.
Playing under Romeo Crennel, it's got to be a little bit different. And what's that been like? And what are some of the differences, if you can talk about?
Yeah, no, he's fun to work with. He's very experienced. Obviously, he's been around the league a long time. He's had success in this league. So anytime you work with a coach who's been around for so long, it's fun to hear some of the things that he has and bounce ideas off of him. He can bounce ideas off of us. And it benefits all parties, and I'm excited about working with him.
Every offseason's been different for you. When you were a rookie, you were preparing mainly for the combine and trying to put on a great performance. And then as a pro, you prepare differently in each of those. You said this was a Rocky-like lifestyle for you this offseason. Give us a glimpse of what that means.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a Rocky-like lifestyle. And the funny thing is I never really saw all the Rocky movies until this offseason. I still haven't seen them all. I'm working my way through them. But it has definitely been that type of lifestyle. Just back to the basics, no frills, no distractions, just straight working. And I went to Wisconsin, had literally a mattress in the dining room of my buddy's apartment, and just worked out every single day, twice a day. And Brooks Reed was up there working with me too, and just working. Because after a season like last year, obviously you just kind of want to put your head down and go to work.
Yeah, you say a mattress in a buddy's apartment. I mean, you weren't doing other stuff. I mean, you wake up, I imagine, you go work out. What's the rest of your day entail?
No, I wake up, eat breakfast, go work out. After my workout, come home for my lunch, and then literally go back for my second workout and come back home, eat dinner, roll out, and go to bed. I mean, that's about it. And obviously living in my buddy's apartment, just hang out with him right before I go to bed, but that's about it. There wasn't much free time. There was one goal, and that's to get better, and that's kind of what it's all about.
So let's go through a Rocky checklist then, because you sort of went into it, but did you ever, do the gargling of the eggs?
Our nutritionist wouldn't allow that,
no.
But I ate a lot of eggs, so I cooked them,
okay,
but I ate them.
That's probably good. Back in the 70s, they didn't have the salmonella.
Yeah, they didn't. Roberta, our nutritionist, she kind of would put the eggs down.
Okay, that's one checklist. Did you ever go out in a yard and chase a chicken around?
Didn't chase a chicken. I mean, I'm trying to think of a way that I kind of did that. I did work out outside in the snow, so I kind of have that.
Kind of like Rocky IV.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
I did do a stair workout, so it's a little bit like climbing up the Philadelphia stairs.
Okay.
But no, didn't chase a chicken.
It was an amalgamation of things.
There's still off season left, though.
That's true.
Still off season left.
Yes. All right. I like it. I like it. Well, what have you been as a leader? You've had to do things a little bit differently. You know, you've been a captain the last few years, but with a new coach in charge, you're trying, or not trying, but you're having a lead in a different manner. Is that correct? Am I?
Yeah, no, I think definitely. I think one of the things as a leader, anytime you have a new staff, a new system, you have to show that you're buying in, because everybody's looking to you. Everybody's looking to you. A new system, okay, how's he going to fit? What are we going to do? How are we going to handle it? And if as a leader you buy in and you give everything that you have, everybody else is going to follow you. And so that's what I've tried to do, is I've just tried to every single day work as hard as I can possibly work, be a great teammate and be coachable, and let these coaches teach me and show my teammates that, hey, let's buy in, because that's the only way we're going to have success, is if everybody buys in. And I think we've done a great job.
Yeah, you talk about that. Is there still kind of an anger about what happened last season and a channeling of that anger for 2014?
I don't know if there's much of that, really. I mean, obviously, nobody likes what happened, and everybody's upset with the way it all went down. But there's a lot of optimism, there's a lot of energy and excitement about what we're doing now. The past is the past, and we've kind of let that go. And it's in the past, and it's forgotten. Right now, we're just working to be the absolute best football team and the best football players that we can be at this moment.